Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Played last night at the United Center opening for 21 Pilots. His new album is called Gold Rush. It is Max Frost. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having
me. Hi, Max. By the way, that's
good
Pete's
morning.
Favorite song.
It's my favorite song right now.
It's all my new favorite song.
It's Olive's new favorite song.
It's that Starbucks bagel music. That morning. It's the morning party song. I feel like I'm trying to make the first morning party song.
You did it!
Because every party song is about nighttime partying. And I was like, how do I break the mold here?
Well, it could have a few different meanings, right?
Yeah.
Some people say it's a hangover song. Some people say it's get on and get after it song in the morning.
There's a lot of reasons you could be partying in the morning.
Because you never went to bed.
Being hungover is a great reason.
Right.
But it could be like, hello, sunshine, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm super happy today.
Exactly. Rest of my life is going to start today.
Wait, why are Today's we telling him what his song's about?
I'm always curious because I listen to lyrics. I always read the liner notes. I like lyrics. Mm. Where does that come from? I'm intrigued by people that write music because I can't to save my life.
I feel like sometimes it comes from you just are literally saying what you mean, but it also sometimes I feel like comes from a subconscious place where at the moment you're like, well, this is all just kind of nonsense and I'll fix all this later. And then you look back and you go, wow, that actually meant something. Probably one of the coolest things I ever got to do in Chicago is I got linked up with Jeff Tweedy a couple of years ago, and I went and worked with him at their amazing the loft up there.
Yeah.
And I remember writing a song with him. We never did anything with it, but watching the way he would compose lyrics was like, he would listen. I would sing stuff onto a guitar, like we'd record, right? Mm-hmm. And he would just listen to and I would say no words, but he would be listening and he would, no, it says something. It says something. And then he would just listen to it three or four times, and suddenly he would just write this like amazingly, like, he's got the best lyrics that are like meaningful, but like sort of also kind of don't always make sense.
Yeah, but they make sense to him.
But I feel like lyrics are just something that, for me, the ones that really work are the ones that I'm saying what I mean, but I also am not taking it too seriously.
Right.
You know?
OJ with the champagne tune-up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that one of the lyrics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning.
You wrote that.
Right.
Yeah. So, good morning. I mean, I'm the happiest in the morning. But without the answer being who set my alarm, what is the first thing that you think of in the morning?
First thing I think of in the morning? You know, I got to break out of this, but I think a lot of people my age especially could relate to this. Just the first thing I do is I just pull my phone out and I open it up and I'm like reading texts, reading emails, looking at Instagram.
We all do the same thing, don't we?
I've got to stop that though. You know, I'm trying to wake up. I wish I could be like, well, I wake up and I eat a raw egg. I just eat the shell. I just crunch it up, eat it. I crank out about 500 pull-ups.
No, it doesn't. And then I punch myself
in the face and it doesn't even hurt.
Nobody does that.
I punch myself in the face with all my strength and it doesn't hurt. And then I just start the day.
Do you have any pets? Do you have a dog?
I don't, no.
Because you're always on tour. I have a dog, and the best thing that happened to me is I have to take Wrigley out in the morning, and now we walk around the neighborhood, so it gives me that quiet time in the morning, which is, I never have quiet time. And Jane and I have talked about this a million times, about meditation or collecting your thoughts in the morning, so that helps.
I think it's very, very important.
Which is why we shouldn't be reaching for a phone in the morning. I'm culprit, too. It's like right next to my bed.
Well,
I wonder what happened. But
right?
I think we're good. Let's all work on this. Can we just agree to it not be the first thing we do is pick up our phone?
It would be much wiser to just wake up and just drink mimosas. That should be the routine every day.
That's the answer I was looking for, Max. Thank you.
If you're a star like you, you can do that. We have to go to work in the morning. How would you explain your music to people? Is it a cross between hip-hop, rock, pop? Or
it's all those things. You know, I grew up in an age where, you know, Napster was leaking everything I ever wanted into my brain anytime I wanted it. You know, I never grew up in an age of genre really mattering. You know, I noticed a difference sometimes, but especially in Austin, Texas, where I grew up and learned to play all these instruments, no one seemed to really give any notion to the idea that genre mattered. People just played what they played. You know, Austin is especially a place where, you know, Chicago's really got a thing that the blues is the thing in Chicago. Austin's got a blues scene, but it's got a lot of scenes. You know, it's not, it's like Willie Nelson is a thing there. Country's a thing. It's in Texas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's got blues, Steve Ray Vaughan statues, but there's really nothing that's like, this is the Austin sound. So it's like, I kind of was just raised in a way that I think reflects in my music that I just don't really have this like thing. I am like, this is what it's about. It has a lot of influences, you know.
People are so territorial about music. Yeah. When I bring you up, it's like, who's Max Frost? Why do I need to listen to this?
Yeah.
Well, music touches your soul. Last week I saw Ben Rector at Chicago Theater.
Yeah.
Like, why are you going to see Ben Rector? Because he's a great singer-songwriter. Yeah. Yeah. I enjoy his music. I also love The Stones, Springsteen. I'm going to see a local guy, Michael McDermott, on Friday at the Park West. He calls it Halloweenstein, where he just does Springsteen songs.
Wow.
But why are people so territorial about music?
I think I understand that a little bit. Like, you know, when someone's like, hey, have you seen that movie, Bling Bling Bling? And you like, you probably haven't seen it. And you just, there's some part of your brain that's like, there's a little guy in the brain who's going, no, we don't have space for this. We don't have space for this. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Right.
Send him out there. And they send out the manager of the brain space. And he goes, I'm sorry. We're just totally full right now. So we're going to have to give a BS answer. And so what you do is you go, oh yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they go, so what's your favorite part? And you're like, I actually haven't seen it. No, but I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
I think it's
they
that same part.
They want to beat you down too.
Yeah. But I don't know. With music, you know, I think music is weird. It's not as like, you know, if you paint or if you make movies, that's an art form that I feel like you can get away with it not being like, there's just something about a person, it's their voice, it's their words.
Mm-hmm.
There's something so direct to the person about it that if you don't totally align with that, there's almost a weird feeling of like, oh, I don't like you as a person because I don't like your music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's weird.
Which is what's so scary about doing it, which is why my soul has eventually hardened to stone.
Perfect.
I'm with ya.
But is it like music in general? So you grew up in Austin. I would assume every single person there grows up with a guitar in their hand and everyone could sing and play an instrument. It's not only are people judging you, but it's a hard business to get into.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, to jump into and take that leap, there's just no guarantees.
There is not. There still are none. There aren't for anybody, you know? I mean, I feel like, you know, I was playing with 21 Pilots last night in an arena, and it's like they're at a stage now where it's like, yeah, I mean, they're probably going to have a career for a long time, but there have been bands that were more famous than that at a certain point that 5-10 years later didn't really have exactly the same career, even by a long shot in a way, you know, which no one knows. It's such a fugazi, whatever. It's like this thing that you can't control of like what is going to happen with culture, what's going to happen with people's taste and how that relates to the commerce of music.
It's show business, man. That's what happens. Yeah. One day you're on the radio, the next day you're not. Right, Jay?
Right, Pete. I hear you, Pete. That's kind of what I was asking. It's like, oh, I want to be on the radio. Oh, do you? Yeah, is that what you're going to do for your career? Good.
Yeah. Max Frost, when are you coming back to Chicago? I hate the fact that we had to have you in today. You played last night.
So I canceled. I had a tour for my new album that just came out called Gold Rush. I had the Gold Rush tour. Leg one was going to begin around the United States. 21 Pilots called me up and said, hey, you want to come with us on tour? I was like, yeah.
So crashed your whole tour.
I
threw it in the trash can.
It was a very tough decision. It's something that I'm still on Instagram messages with a lot of fans. Like, I'm really sorry. I'll find a way to make this up to you. I'm going to reschedule my tour for very, very early next year. And I'll be back here. I'll either be at the Subterranean
or I'll be
at Lincoln Hall, somewhere like that.
I'm happy
so
with
So I will
this.
Be back. I would love to come pay you guys another visit.
Your new biggest fan is sitting right behind you.
She keeps telling me in my ear, you got to get him to play before a commercial.
Oh,
so
wait. Okay. Yeah,
are you
going
to do a song off your new album?
Yeah, I'm going to do a song called Slow Jams off the new album.
Okay. Can you play a little so I can get your guitar? How does that sound? Is that okay?
Can you give me a little more? Because I want to play it pretty soft.
Okay. How's that?
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Doesn't got a radio, it never plays the stuff she likes. And every time I take her to a show, I know she doesn't vibe it. It all will be fine when we get back for some slow motion. Cause anytime I'm moving fast, she's never satisfied. She only wanna listen to the slow jams, bro. Man's music. She's taking no requests, cause it's all for her amusement. The floor is a cathedral, but no matter where she's at, she puts it on the map. She don't wanna dance, she only wanna listen to the slow jams, bro. Man's music. Hey, well, all her friends are fangirls, but she don't believe the hype. She says I kinda like the songs, but they not even right. It all will be fine when we get back for some slow motion. Cause anytime I'm moving fast, she's never satisfied. She only wanna listen to the slow jams, rope, man's music. She's taking no requests, cause it's all for her amusement. The floor is a cathedral, but no matter where she's at, she puts it on the map. She don't wanna dance, she only wanna listen to the slow jams and romance and music. Yeah, yeah, well, suck them, boy, out that stereo. She need that soul when it goes down. No electro, no rock and roll. She move like nobody's around. She got her reasons, but I never ask. She's cruising through a world that's moving fast. She's gotta take her time when we get home. She's turning off the radio. She only wanna listen to the slow jam, the road, man's music. She's taking no requests, cause it's all for her amusement. The floor is a cathedral, but no matter where she's at, she puts it on the map. She don't wanna dance, she only wanna listen to the slow jams, rope, man's music. Na 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 na.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Man.
Amazing.
I want everybody to remember this moment because this guy is going to be a huge star.
I'm the new biggest fan. Elif, you're out.
And the greatest thing is I made him give me his phone number.
I almost, so when you cried.
You're going to keep coming back here to WGN.
I almost cried.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's great
moving.
Stuff.
So thank great. You. I love this. She only wants to listen to snow, slow jams. Maybe
I'll take his phone number, too.
Okay.
Max Frost in studio. Quick break, and we'll do another song when we come
Absolutely,
back.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's 720 WGN. Max Frost is in studio. He's on tour with 21 Pilots, was at the United Center last night. His new album is called Gold Rush. And just for the record, that last song that you did, you had no pick, no reverb, nothing. It's just bare bones, you and a guitar.
Just thumbs and strings.
Thumbs and
literally,
strings.
Literally, thumbs and strings. But and we were just talking about this off air. I'm like, oh my God, you're my new favorite person on the whole planet. And then I said to Pete, he's playing acoustically. So when you're on stage, do you do acoustic or is it like a rock show? Because I read somewhere that you said I'm more of a science project than a rock show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess it's kind of a crazy story because I started playing in bands, but I grew up making my records playing every instrument. You know, I started as a guitar player, but I play bass and I play drums. I play a little bit of keys. And for a while I was touring with a band and, you know, it's kind of a long story, basically like doing tours where I was just running out of money. And I finally figured out a way to be like, wait, how can I just do what I do on my albums live? And I found a way to do it, which I call it the one man show. It's the one man musical spaceship or something like that, where I've got all these instruments on stage and I basically deliver like a full show. And see, it's sort of my one-liner about it is I found a way to make a loop show a rock show instead of a science project. It's
right.
Like this, you know, it's kind of like, it's crazy. It's kind of hard for me to explain. You have to see it. You have to see it to really
right.
understand it. But it's basically like I play everything to deliver the songs, but you're not like waiting for half a day for me to like get into one song.
So
right.
you're the one guy on stage and you've got drums, bass, keyboard, mm-hmm. everything you're
it's
playing.
Got all of it.
Yeah, because sometimes I'll start a song on the bass, play the keys, and then sing the song from the drums. Or sometimes I'll start the drums, play the bass, and then sing the song from the guitar or stuff like that.
It's unbelievable. I got to get you to do Good Morning before 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We have 3 minutes.
Can we bang this out?
Let's
Max Frost is here.
One, two, one, two. Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues. Yeah. Turn the TV off. It's bad news, man. I'm feeling fresh like a zipper, like new man. OJ with a champagne tuna. Ghost running through ya. Hell yeah, it's the new hallelujah. Popping like the top of a bottle in ice time, yeah. Baby, it's a brand new day. Well, ain't no clouds hanging over me. And something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start the day. Now, good morning. Na 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 na, good morning. Na 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 na, good morning. Na 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 na. The rest of my life gonna start today. I'm calling out the ocean, this is evolution. Can I get into another animal, the next level? I sprouted wings and I just wanna sing. Ooh, 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 yeah. In the future, now the past can't harm me. Forget about yesterday, Paul McCartney. I'm feeling like I'm beating on stage and the whole wide world gonna know my name. Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Or something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start today. Now good morning. Na 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 na. Good morning. Na 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 na. Good morning. Na 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 na. The rest of my life gonna start today.
That is Max Frost, everybody.
Thank you.
Your album is called Gold Rush. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's great
to see you,
man.
Appreciate
Thanks,
you guys.
And I have your phone number. We'll see you soon.
We'll text.